Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, the long night of the Korean Peninsula. Some of my readers or hearers may be feeling down today. It happens to me on a regular basis in the school system where I work. Some may be facing sickness or financial loss. But chances are none of us are experiencing anything like the constant stream of evil perpetrated on the Christian inhabitants of the Korean Peninsula. We're back in the early part of the 20th century there, during the Japanese occupation. The new masters became so oppressive that native Koreans, led in large part by believers, took to the street. Japan reacted. The torture began. A reporter of the day wrote, "Men and boys were trussed and suspended from the ceilings so that their weight hung on the shoulders. Thus they were raised and lowered till unconscious. They had their fingers pressed over red-hot wires. Their naked flesh was lacerated with sharp hooks and seared with hot irons. Toenails were torn from the flesh with pincers. Men were placed in a tight box, which was then screwed up. They were tied up, their heads forced back, hot water or a solution of water and red pepper poured down their nostrils. Slivers of wood were shoved far under their fingernails. They were flogged until they had to be taken to hospitals, where big slabs of gangrenous skin had to be cut off. In many cases, they were flogged to death." These tortures were not done once or twice, but repeatedly for days and nights, hours at a time, until the victim confessed, whether he had anything to confess or not. A 21-year-old Christian female from Pyongyang gave Presbyterian missionaries a signed statement of how women were treated. I'll not be able to share all of what she said, but the most dedicated followers of Jesus were humiliated, beaten into unconsciousness, burned with lighted cigarettes, compelled to babysit the bodies of dead men, bound hand and foot in stocks, exposed to vile, indecent remarks, and on and on. Some of the girls were so changed that they did not look like human beings. Oh, how the enemy of our soul hates us. Though it is promised that if we resist his temptations, he will flee from us. There is no fleeing from the vicious hatred he is at times allowed to pour out on those willing to bear the cross of Christ. How foolish our little grievances, yes? In the midst of the ups and downs of life, may Jesus keep his cross before us. And the joy of meeting him, having borne it faithfully. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this and pictures, maps, facts, and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, Land of Morning Calms.